$680 million poured into precision ag last year. Autonomous weeding robots dominated, and John Deere made two acquisitions in 3 months. A food company, not an equipment maker, bought a robotics startup to protect its own supply chain. The deals are accelerating, the money is moving, and the winners are already separating from the pack. If you're investing, building, or buying in this space, you need the full picture before your competitors get it. The 2025 Precision Agriculture Intelligence Report from iGrowNews is now available. Get your copy today at iGrowNews.com/precision.
Welcome to another episode of Ag Tech Digest, your go-to source for the latest in agricultural technology. In today's episode, we're diving into exciting developments across the agricultural technology landscape. We'll explore major acquisitions, expanding autonomous farm solutions, and integrated pest management capabilities, examine significant funding rounds supporting UV pest control robots, affordable field monitoring systems, and sustainable agriculture financing initiatives. We'll also look at groundbreaking plant science advancements in bioinsecticides and biofertilizers, plus innovative controlled environment agriculture projects from aeroponic farms to AI assistants. Additionally, we'll cover diverse industry updates spanning from African agricultural development programs to AI-powered livestock feed solutions. There's a lot to cover, so let's get started. Exciting developments are transforming the ag tech and agribusiness landscape this week, with major acquisitions, innovative funding rounds, and significant financial partnerships leading the charge. Bonsai Robotics has strategically acquired FarmNG to merge AI autonomy with modular electric farm machinery, with the combined offering aiming to deliver integrated robotic solutions for both growers and OEMs. The acquisition brings together leadership that includes veterans from John Deere, OpenCV, and Bonsai, and supports scalable, flexible automation across various crops and regions. Meanwhile, Tri-C Robotics has secured $500,000 in seed funding to grow its Luna robot fleet, with Luna utilizing UV light and vacuum technology to manage pests and reduce chemical use across strawberry farms in California's Central Coast. The funding will support geographic expansion, new hardware development, and enhanced data capabilities. In a parallel development, Unitree Robotics is deploying low-cost quadruped robots in agriculture through institutional partnerships, with their Geo2 robot using edge computing and AI vision for real-time crop monitoring. Priced from just $1,600, these robots aim to reduce labor needs and attract younger farmers while promoting scalable and intelligent field solutions. On the financial front, Rabobank and DLL have partnered with the European Investment Bank to provide 1,000 euros in funding aimed at SMEs and agriculture, with the funding including climate and bioeconomy priorities. Both Rabobank and DLL will each receive 250,000 euros from EIB and match it with their own capital, targeting sustainable growth across the Netherlands and 9 EU countries. Additionally, Carlyle has agreed to purchase $250,000 in newly issued farm operating loans from FarmOp Capital, with the deal expanding FarmOp's ability to lend to independent U.S. row crop farmers. This funding will support loan origination capacity and new agricultural finance products, with the partnership specifically addressing gaps in traditional financing options for producers. The plant science sector is experiencing remarkable momentum with strategic acquisitions and substantial funding rounds, driving innovation in sustainable crop protection and biotechnology solutions. BioVest has strategically acquired EcoAtien's Crop Scanner TM and OKO2 Tools to expand its IPM automation portfolio, with these advanced tools enhancing BioVest's high-tech pest and yield monitoring systems. Furthermore, EcoAtien staff will join BioVest's high-tech development and customer success center, and the acquisition strengthens BioVest's position in smart crop protection. Meanwhile, Vesteron has secured emergency use authorizations for its bioinsecticide Spear LEP in Greece, Italy, and Portugal, with the 120-day authorizations helping to address pest resistance and pesticide availability gaps. The approvals were driven by grower advocacy and regulatory collaboration, positioning Spear LEP as a sustainable pest control option for European growers. In parallel developments, Dutch biotech Solinta has received 20 million euros in venture debt from the EIB to accelerate TPS deployment, with the non-GMO hybrid potato seeds reducing input needs and improving disease resistance. This funding supports EU goals for food security and climate resilience under InvestEU, and Silinta's innovation aligns with UN Sustainable Development Goals. Additionally, UK-based Net Zero Nitrogen has raised 5.6 million euros to scale its endophytic bacteria-based biofertilizer, with the product aiming to reduce synthetic nitrogen use and greenhouse gas emissions. Investors include World Fund, Azala Ventures, and Zero Carbon Capital, and the solution targets improved soil health and climate-positive farming practices. The controlled environment agriculture sector is witnessing groundbreaking innovations and significant developments, though not without challenges, as companies push the boundaries of indoor farming technology. Greenlife and Clean Greens have successfully introduced Kuwait's first aeroponic farm, producing up to 900 kilograms of lettuce daily, with the system using 96% less water than traditional farming and 60% less than hydroponics. The project was built in 2 years and became the first JAP-certified farm in the GCC in 2024, with Greenlife's market research guiding product development and expansion plans currently underway. Meanwhile, Spanish startup Neboda has raised 1.84 million euros to expand its vertical farming system, focusing on basil production using hydroponics, automation, and computer vision. The system reportedly delivers over 90% water savings and reduces environmental impact, with funding supporting business validation and sales partnerships with Iberian distributors. In a technological advancement, Square Roots Japan has introduced Sage, an AI assistant for indoor farmers, integrated into the Farmer Tool Belt OS to provide real-time task-specific support. Developed using AWS Bedrock and in-house data, Sage replaces static guides with conversational AI, marking Square Root's first major step in AI-enabled CEA operations. However, the sector also faces challenges, as Dutch greenhouse sensor company CE Line BV was declared bankrupt on July 23, 2025, despite specializing in real-time nutrient monitoring for horticulture. CE Line struggled with delayed commercialization, international trade challenges, and financial pressures. And despite holding a 15% stake, investors Horticoop and Yield Lab Europe were unable to prevent closure. Bankruptcy trustee Bas van Dijen is currently assessing possibilities for a potential restart with interested parties. Beyond the core sectors, several diverse agricultural and technology initiatives are making significant strides across global markets, showcasing the breadth of innovation in the agricultural ecosystem. The African Development Bank has approved a 100 million euro loan to support Morocco's solidarity-based agriculture program, with the initiative focusing on empowering women and youth in rural areas while promoting entrepreneurship and food security. The program aligns with Morocco's Green Generation 2020 to 2030 strategy and national goals for youth and agricultural development. Meanwhile, MGenesis has closed an oversubscribed $1.5 million seed funding round led by Grit Road Partners, with investors including Tallgrass Ventures and Ag Venture Alliance. And funding will support commercialization of MVision, an AI platform for real-time embryo evaluation. In the research sector, the John Innes Centre is among 12 UK institutions selected to receive funding from the £54 million Global Talent Fund, with the funding intended to support recruitment of international researchers in sectors aligned with the UK's industrial strategy. The John Innes Centre will focus on advanced manufacturing, life sciences, and digital and technologies. Additionally, DTN has introduced a new enterprise platform for decision-making in volatile environments, with the platform integrating AI, sector-specific data, and real-time insights for key industries, and featuring hubs tailored for agriculture, fuel operations, and weather-sensitive sectors. Furthermore, Provectus Algae has secured $10.1 million in Series A financing and $2.5 million in Australian government grants, with funding supporting scaling of Surf and Turf, an algae-based livestock feed that reduces methane emissions. Backers include At One Ventures, Methane Mitigation, Mort & Co., Hitachi Ventures, and others. Looking ahead to upcoming industry events, mark your calendars for the Commercial UAV Expo taking place from September 2nd to 4th, 2025 in Las Vegas, USA. Following that, Taiwan Smart Agri Week will run from September 3rd to 5th in Taiwan, and the Global Vertical Farming Show 2025 is scheduled for the 10th to 11th of September in Dubai, UAE. Later in the month, Space will be held from September 16th to 18th in France. Moving into October, AgriEMI will take place from October 6th to 7th in Dubai, and the Vertical Farming World Congress is set for October 7th to 9th, 2025 in Amsterdam. That wraps up today's episode of AgTech Digest. We explored a dynamic week in agricultural innovation, from autonomous robotics and UV pest control solutions to major financial commitments fueling sustainable agriculture and next-gen crop finance. We looked at big moves in plant science, including key acquisitions, emergency use authorizations, and venture support for hybrid potato seeds and climate-positive biofertilizers. In the world of controlled environment agriculture, we covered milestones like Kuwait's first aeroponic farm, AI-powered assistance for indoor growers, and vertical farming innovations aiming to conserve water and boost efficiency. With each advancement, the future of farming is becoming more precise, resilient, and connected. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Anna, signing off. Stay inspired and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
$680 million poured into precision ag last year. Autonomous weeding robots dominated, and John Deere made two acquisitions in 3 months. A food company, not an equipment maker, bought a robotics startup to protect its own supply chain. The deals are accelerating, the money is moving, and the winners are already separating from the pack. If you're investing, building, or buying in this space, you need the full picture before your competitors get it. The 2025 Precision Agriculture Intelligence Report from iGrowNews is now available. Get your copy today at iGrowNews.com/precision.